This is the Donovan West Mustangs locker room chat here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. I am Johnny Kane, and joining me now, Perry Smith, head coach of the Mustangs. And, well, coach, what a game last week for your guys. You go on the road to Bishop LeBlanc, you fall short 56-50. It was really a game that was just back and forth throughout. Your guys played so well. I mean, you had more yards, you had more time of possession, you were 10 of 11 on third down. So, coach, we'll start with this. Just what was it that ultimately cost your guys from that game there on Friday?
Well, I think a lot of it, Johnny, just some attention to detail, you know, defensively and offensively too, for that matter. You know, we Bishop LeBlanc a lot of credit. They've got a great attack. They've got some great kids, and they played well and did some good things there. We had the turnover. They didn't have the turnover. And if you want to be, you know, honest about it, that may have been the whole difference in the game. Neither team could really get the other one stopped. And so it was, I heard all week, you know, what an entertaining game. Well, it was entertaining if you're up in the stands watching, but if you're on the sideline, I can't think of too many other ones that I've been a part of in 20 years of coaching that was so frustrating. But it was a fine game. Kids played their tails off, and I couldn't be any happier about that. You had two good teams getting after it.
Yeah, another the fact that your guys did fall in that game, was that kind of the perfect thing for you, though, from a coach, just to kind of, you know, see what your guys have in a big-time game like that was, and two really good teams going at it, just to see how your guys do respond?
Well, it is. It's going to be interesting. You know, we come back with Johnson Brock this week, which is going to be another really tall task for us. They're a good team as well from Nebraska. So, you know, we hope so. And our guys, our seniors, we've had a great week of practice so far. I mean, our attention to detail has been much better. Our focus has been much better. And hopefully we can see that on Friday night and as the season moves forward.
And one guy that did have a big game for you on Friday, Trent Spiker, got to talk about him a little bit. He ran for 169 yards, four touchdowns, threw another touchdown as well. What did you see from him, especially from that leadership standpoint from being your starting quarterback?
Well, Trey had a nice game. You know, he only played three quarters where we actually ran, and he got a little dinged up in that game. So the fourth quarter, he didn't even really get to run it. But Trent's a competitor and runs the ball so hard, tough to contain. And he looked that way on Friday night, really looked good early, but got a little dinged up, but we had a lot of other guys step up too. I mean, our fullback Cole Franken had, I think, 96, 98 yards rushing, you know, from the fullback spot. And then our halfback had 100 and some yards rushing. And, you know, we ran for 400. So that was a good sign for us. And again, those guys don't get anything if our offensive line doesn't compete and block like they need to. And they did as well. But defensively, we've got to get better. And the guys know that. And that's the side of football we've got to really focus on here going forward.
And you know you're going to need another big performance from all of those guys here this week, as you'll have Johnson Brock coming to town, and we'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Donovan West Mustangs Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by Triple L Tire and the Mendina State Bank, Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on FM 103.9. Again, Perry Smith with us, head coach of the Mustangs. And, well, coach, you look at this week, it doesn't get a whole lot easier. You've got Johnson Brock coming to town. They're a very formidable opponent from Nebraska. What do you look at here with Johnson Brock now?
Well, they're well coached. You know, this is a team that's always seems to be in the playoffs in Nebraska, and they've got a lot back. They've got a really dynamic quarterback that runs around, makes plays. I call him a winner. I mean, he kind of makes a lot of winning plays for them. Really, really skilled on the perimeter. They catch the ball real well and very athletic. So they'll be a formal opponent, no question about that. But again, you know, our schedule is one that we set up to, you know, to do this. We wanted to be tested. We wanted to do that stuff. And we sure haven't fell short on that aspect of it.
And you look ahead to next week as well. You start district play. So with this game against Johnson Brock, what are a couple things you're hoping to accomplish? Because, I mean, obviously you're coming off that extremely tough game against Bishop LeBlanc last week that was extremely physical that you talked about earlier. But what do you look at here then with Johnson Brock as far as things you're trying to accomplish?
Well, like I said, you know, our attention to detail and defensively, you know, getting some things righted. You know, from where we were last week to this week and maintaining offensively where we're still you know, blocking and tackling and doing that type of thing too. You know, we've just got to be better all the way around. And, you know, this team will really test us. They attack every aspect of the field and do a good job doing it. So, it'll be a really tough game for us on Friday night, but a challenge we look forward to.
Well, Coach, with that, thank you so much for taking the time. We always appreciate it, and good luck against Johnson, Brock.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, Perry Smith, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs. Locker Room Chat brought to you by Triple L Tire, the Medina State Bank of Highland, and Johnson Ag here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.